victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Precious blood, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. You ready to come up, Brother John?
Amen.
Appreciate that, too.
No problem.
God bless you.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How are you doing today?
Amen. Amen.
I'm thanking God that He's getting rid of a cold that I've been fighting. Amen. Because we don't accept a sickness.
Amen.
I believe divine healing is part of what He paid for on the cross. So sometimes we fight the symptoms. Sometimes we don't get a miracle right away. But I believe by His stripes, I was healed.
Amen.
And that's my confession. People can say, well, I can see the symptoms are there. But I'm not looking to the symptoms, I'm looking to the promise.
Amen.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
So, appreciate you coming today. Let's all stand. We do want to remember today the parting of our dear sister Dot, even. And we know Brother Paul, even, and Sister Norma, Sister Dolly, and all the family and everybody. I'm sure that there's sadness at your loved one passing, but at the same time, because she's a Christian, there's joy.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
She's not in this body that all of us have, this body of corruption that we live in. She has moved, she has graduated to an eternal
Amen.
Place. And I believe that so much in my heart that I really don't feel any sadness for Sister Dot.
Amen.
I feel nothing but joy for her.
Amen.
Because she was ready to go years ago. She wanted to leave. She wanted to go. She felt that her purpose here had gone. And I know she was praying for all of us, and I think there's great value in that.
Amen.
But the funeral is going to be Tuesday at 10. Is that right? And it'll be here. Unfortunately, yes. Doors open at 9. Great, wonderful. And there will be a burial service right after. Is that right?
At the cemetery.
So the funeral's here at 10. And then immediately after, we'll follow to the cemetery. Is that?
Yes, and immediately after that, we have a luncheon scheduled.
Oh, and a luncheon, that's right.
Mom wanted to throw a party.
Okay. That's wonderful. So... Brother Ron will be here to do the service. Unfortunately, I'm going to be in Arizona. I wanted to be here, but at least we have today. And today, I have a lot of thoughts about a resurrection that I just feel like as a tribute to our sister. She was a joy to speak to,
Amen.
To be around.
Amen.
And I think that's a real testimony for us,
yes,
a legacy to leave behind that, you know, when people remember her, they really have no doubt, you know, that she was a Christian, that she was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she loved Jesus Christ more than anything. So let's bow our heads for a moment. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for this day and this opportunity to look to You, Lord, and to realize that, Lord, there's nothing in this life that's worth more than You, Lord. There's no joy or in this life that's greater than the joy that You give. There's no pleasure or thing in this life, Lord, that satisfies the way You satisfy. And Lord, we're so grateful for the gospel, the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ and Calvary. And we embrace that pardon today. We thank You for what You've done for us. Where we could not save ourselves, You saved us, Lord. And Lord, we're thankful for the life of Sister Dorothy, even. We call her Sister Dot. And We loved her, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
But more than anything, we loved that we saw you inside of her, Lord. We saw a joy. We saw a peace and a rest. We saw someone who loved you, Lord, even to the last days, Lord, of her life here. She was praising your name, and I'm sure right now she's giving you praise and honor and glory. And we thank you for her life. We thank you that we had the privilege to know her, Lord. And we remember her today. We remember her on Tuesday, Lord, because we know that the body that is still here is not where she is, but she is in another place.
Amen.
And we're so grateful for that faith and that hope and that joy that you give us, realizing that this life is not the end, Lord. And Lord, I ask you to bless us today as we look into your word. May you lift up any hands that hang down. May you help us to focus on the promises that you've given to us, Lord. Lord, help me today as I fight off this natural thing, Lord, hindering. Let nothing hinder, O God. Let no spirit hinder us, Lord, as we lift us up into heavenly places. Help us, Lord, to focus on your word and your spirit, O God. Bless each and everyone that's here today. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's turn to Job chapter 14. Job 14. And it's one of my favorite scriptures for several reasons, and it seems appropriate today. Job 14, and I'm going to start with verse 7. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stock thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud, and bring forth boughs like a plant. But man dieth, and wasteth away, yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? As the waters fail from the sea, as the flood decayeth and drieth up, so man lieth down and riseth not, till the heavens be no more. They shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thine hands. For now thou numberest my steps. Dost thou not watch over my sin? My transgression is sealed up in a bag, and thou sewest up mine iniquity. And if we could turn to John chapter 6, verse 35. John chapter 6. Verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. Amen. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Amen. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him.
Amen.
And I will raise him up at the last day. You may be seated. God bless you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day.
Amen.
You know, if you got some scriptures you want to focus on, that
Amen.
Wouldn't be a bad
Amen.
Few scriptures, the words of Jesus. Because in our life, you can look at your life and say, has God drawn me to himself? Have I been drawn by the Spirit of God? Have I felt the drawings of God? You know, if you can say yes to that, that's a wonderful thing. Because there's a lot of people in this world that feel no desire to come to God. I remember in my life when I had no desire to seek God. I remember just being in a carnal, worldly condition, and my mind was wrong, and I didn't realize, I didn't know that I was blind, I didn't know that I was lost, I didn't know that I was naked, I didn't know any of that. But one day,
Amen.
He touched me.
Amen.
And that was a confusing time because I didn't want to be strange, and I don't think people that are genuine want to be odd or want to be strange. We used to look at people that were real believers. We didn't know that they weren't crazy people, right? We thought, that's extreme. They're being extreme. Listen, when God draws you to himself, when God touches you, you will behave in a way that the world will not understand. Because it is extreme for God to touch a human. It's extreme. But I love to take comfort in the scriptures. No man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. Can you say in your heart, God has drawn me to himself?
Amen.
You have felt the drawings
Amen.
Of God.
Hallelujah.
You know, and I will raise him up at the
Amen.
Last day.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, Job wondered what happened to man when he dies. And I love to look at the book of Job because, see, when we look back at Job, we see the whole story. But Job lived a life not knowing everything, which is really how we live. See, we don't know everything. But when we look back at Job, we can see that even though he went through a lot of ups and downs and he went through a lot of struggles and fears, God always loved Job.
Amen.
God never changed his view of Job. Even though he dealt with him in a severe way, a way which many of us would say, well, I don't want that. But God loved Job. He thought highly of Job. And in the end of the day, God restored Job.
Amen.
Now, God did have to correct Job. Because even though he was righteous and he eschewed evil, he had a little bit of pride in him, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So it's never right to be proud. See, God hates that pride. He hates a proud look. He doesn't want us to be proud. I believe he wants us to be like him. And he is humble. He's lowly, which is a paradox for God. For us, it's really not a paradox to be humble because we're nothing. But he is everything.
Amen.
He is almighty. He has a right to be proud.
Amen.
But isn't it something? The one, only one being that has a right to be proud isn't proud.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's not his spirit. That's not his life. That's not his way. So he doesn't want us to be that way. He wants us. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest.
Amen.
Learn of me, take my yoke upon, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. God is actually, the way He is lowly.
Amen.
And so that's why in life, if you're one of God's and you ever get lifted up in yourself, there's a time coming where He's going to humble you.
Mm-hmm.
He that exalteth himself shall be humbled. He that humbleth himself shall be exalted.
Amen.
See, so there's a principle with God that it's not because He doesn't love you, it's because He does love you, that He corrects you and He brings you down to where we should be.
Amen.
Listen, whenever you're dealing with conflict in your life, humble yourself.
Amen.
You know, sometimes if we're not in tune with God, we have a question about that. Should I humble myself? Should I not humble myself? If you are in contact with God, He is going to lead you to humble yourself.
Amen.
There's no question in my mind. One of the greatest lessons that I personally have learned, or maybe God's trying to teach me, I'll say, in the last 10 years, is humble yourself. See how low you can get.
Yes, sir.
You know, Amber, she's working today, and we miss our musicians when they're not here.
Amen.
You know, it makes you want to pray for the musicians, right?
Amen.
And it's not easy to play the piano, right? So we appreciate Amber and Jeremy. And so Amber told us a story of a nurse that she works with that was asking her a question about a situation, is a personal conflict. The nurse didn't feel like she had done anything wrong, but she had a friend who was offended, and maybe not her friend, but somebody in the wedding party. You know, you get into all this carnality and all this human drama. And people don't know what to do. This woman, who young lady, I'll say, who knows Amber, is looking at Amber and saying, she's godly.
Amen.
You know, because Amber takes a stand, and Amber does have the Holy Ghost, and she lives right. She sets off a right spirit, very positive.
Amen.
And so she goes to Amber, and she says, Amber, I really need to talk to you about this. And to me, she's struggling because she doesn't realize the answer is humble yourself.
Amen.
Even when you're not right, even when you're not wrong, humble yourself. Now, a lot of people struggle with that. They think, well, I'm not wrong. Why should I humble myself? Jesus wasn't wrong. Why did He take up the cross?
Amen.
You see, it's a way of life. It's not really an option. If the Holy Ghost is in you, you will humble yourself.
Amen.
If there's another spirit in you, you probably won't.
Amen.
Because the devil will not humble himself. The devil is the one that leads people to be lifted up. The devil's the one that leads us to think we're more than what we really are. The Holy Ghost is the one that makes us be little in our own sight. See, because that gets us to where He can fellowship with us.
Amen.
He can't stand to be around someone who's proud. So when there's conflict, like, so I was listening to Amber tell the story, and Amber always has lots of stories to tell from work. And to me, it was a no-brainer. This nurse who wasn't wrong, if she really wanted the answer, it was to just go and humble yourself.
Amen.
And the whole thing would go away.
Amen.
She's delaying her own wedding because of this carnal, personal thing. And the struggle is, should I humble myself, or should I force my fiancé to go over to that guy and force him to do this and force him to do that? You know, you can't force anybody to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can do is humble ourselves.
Yes, that's right.
But then she's going to think she got that I'm wrong. And I'm not wrong. So what? Who cares what she thinks? See, many times the one who's accusing other people, they're the problem. It's not the one always that's being accused that you did this and you did that. And of course, the girl obviously has insecurities. The one that is offended and causing all this trouble, it's her insecurities.
Mm.
That are coming to the surface, her jealousy and all these other things are coming out, and she's wrongly placing blame.
Amen.
But it all goes away if this nurse who's sincere can just find a place to humble herself and go and say, I'm really sorry. How hard is that? Apparently, it's very hard. How much does that cost you? Would you rather hold yourself and then have contention and pride and all this fighting and all this nonsense? Oh, Lord, teach us how to live.
Amen.
Teach us how you would live. See, Christians, we have an advantage. All we have to do is humble ourselves to God and pray, and He will communicate with us.
Amen.
He will talk to us. He has the answers.
Amen.
But we don't want to humble ourselves many times, and that's really the answer that we always get. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Take up your cross. Oh, no, I don't want to take up my cross. Okay, do it your way.
Amen.
I want God's provided way.
Amen.
Because I've learned this in life. My way is always the wrong way. But His way is always the right way.
Amen.
His way, you can't see how it's going to turn out right, but it always turns out right.
Amen.
Our way, we think it's the right way, but then it never turns out right. Lean not to your own understanding.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So Job wondered what happens to man. He saw in nature that the tree would rise again, but he didn't see that man rose again. But he had faith in him, though. You can see in his words. If a man die, shall he live again? He's struggling with the question. And I think all of us as human beings, we have this longing for another life. We have this something inside of us crying out that there is another life beyond this life.
Amen.
That's why people are drawn to the supernatural. That's why people, they're interested in something that testifies. You know, someone has a near-death experience and they come back and they testify something and it speaks to us because we believe deep down that this is not all there is. Amen?
Amen.
Now, some people say that this is it, and when you die, it's just over.
Mm.
How depressing is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but all the evidence doesn't point to that.
True.
Job is saying, look at nature. The sun rises,
Amen.
It sets, and then it rises again.
Amen.
We have a spring, and then we have summer, and then we have fall, and then we have winter, and then we have spring again.
Amen.
All of nature testifying of a resurrection.
Amen.
Even the tree that's cut down, Job says it's cut down, but it's at the scent of water, it rises again.
Amen.
What about man, he says? He says, I see man die.
Amen.
And then he finds faith, and he says, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Now Job, here, he's one of the oldest books here in the Bible, right? But he has something in him that believes, I'm going to change.
Amen.
I'm not always going to be as I am today. Do you have that in you?
Amen.
You know, there's something in us that says, I'm not going to stay this way. Life is not going to stay this way. You know, Maureen gets mad at me because I talk about dying a lot because I'm interested in the next life.
Amen.
She's not interested in me dying before her. Which I get that. But there's another life calling to me beyond
Amen.
This life.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I have no doubt
Amen.
For the Christian, there's a better life
Hallelujah.
Beyond this life. There's a better life. And so Job says, all the days I wait till my change come, thou shalt call and I will answer thee. Job had faith. Even before Jesus was on earth and testified of it, that all that are in the graves shall hear the voice of God. Everyone shall be called up. Everyone shall rise.
Amen.
I believe that. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But then we see Jesus plainly testify that this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing.
Amen.
Aren't you glad of that?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that should raise it up at the last day.
Amen.
You know, what a joy, what a peace, what a comfort for a real Christian, knowing that we have a promise from Jesus Christ. We're resting our faith. We have an assurance that if we die, we shall rise again.
Amen.
We shall live again. Amen.
Amen.
We have a real joy and a real hope for a resurrection, for life after this death. You know, and I could see it in Sister Dot's eyes when we visited her. She was not facing it, her last days, in a gloomy way. For me, she was facing it, realizing that this is what I've lived for all of my life. Jesus touched me. I believe he touched her later in life than most people and had a change in her life, a born-again experience. And so she recognized the grace in her life, and she loved to praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I didn't visit her all the time, but the few times I did visit her, if you start to pray, she would get caught up right away.
Amen.
You know, and I love that, because she was tender to the Spirit of God. She was sensitive. So when you start to pray, she could feel the slightest anointing, and she'd be praising God in different tongues, and you just had to love her.
Amen.
She was looking for the next life.
Amen.
So much so that I really think she thought she was going to die before she really was going to die, right?
Amen.
And we know that. She was like, I think it's time for me to go. But there's something about that that we love too. It's like, I'm ready. I want to go. I'm tired of this life. I don't know about you. I'm tired of this life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I don't want anyone to get the impression. We would never take your life. That's just a wrong message. That's an evil spirit that has. And suicide is rampant.
Yes, it is.
It's evil spirits doing that. But see, Christians, even though we're not worried, okay, and we want to go, we don't take ourselves, and we don't take the hand of God. We know He has an appointed time for us. But the truth is, we don't know how long that is. No man knows how long that is. We sit here today, and you know, only when someone leaves us, like Sister Dot, do we focus about dying. Most of our life, we put it out of our mind. It's just like I like to talk about, not that I like to talk about it, but I like to think about the idea. Most people don't like to think about hell. And that makes complete sense, because hell is something horrible. But I do believe it's something real.
Amen. It's true, brother.
Now, but most people put it out of their mind. Even Christian people don't like to dwell on the fact that there really is a hell,
right.
That people that are not saved are facing that.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Because it's just so unpleasant that we just don't want to dwell on it.
Amen.
And most people go through this life and they're not thinking about the end of their life. Even when you get older.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are thinking, well, I'm going to be here for a long time.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I mean, there's just no way it's going to be today. I'll never forget when there was a man that came to fellowship with us, and he had some different ideas and was a bit odd. And he sat in the back of the church, and I remember looking at him and preaching when we were in Ambler, and I said, listen, we don't know if we're going to be here next week. And that brother was not there the next week.
Mm-hmm.
He got confused. He got a gun. He went to bother his ex-wife, and the police came on the scene, and he was gone. Just like that, he was gone. And they tried to put the pieces together, and they looked in the cabin where he's at, and they saw all these books of Brother Branham, and they're like, what is all this? You know, and listen, anybody can get confused.
Amen.
And if you are in a sound mind, you should say, thank you, Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Because it's His Spirit that gives us a sound mind and love and the power of God. And it's not us that makes ourselves think properly and see. It's not ourself that gives us true revelation.
Amen.
That's a gift from God. Salvation is a gift from God.
Amen.
So we have no right to boast or brag.
Yes, sir.
But we don't know what our appointed time is. So Christians, we know the wise thing to do is plan your life like you're going to be here, you know, for a long, long time. But be ready.
Amen.
If it's today.
Amen.
Be ready if it's today, because we really don't know. Even the Bible says, don't say, I'm going to do this and that, and say, if the Lord's willing,
Amen.
I'll do this and I'll do that. If the Lord's willing, I'll be there tomorrow.
Amen, Lord.
It says, be conscious of that. Be conscious of how frail this life is. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Good,
brother. Amen. So I was so happy to have some time with Sister Dot before she passed. Let's go to John 5. Today I have to run to catch an airplane, so it's not that I want to be rude, but we're going to have to leave like right away, right, Maureen? And Luke has to catch an airplane
Amen.
Too. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath, past tense, everlasting life. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Do you believe that?
Amen.
They are the words of Jesus.
Amen.
They are the words of Jesus. I believe that with all my heart. That you can, in this life, in this present life, in this human mortal life, you can pass from death into life already.
Amen.
You can do it already. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice,
Amen.
And shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
Amen.
We know there's a coming judgment. I mean, we can sense that. And we don't want to go to that judgment with our own righteousness. We don't want to go there looking, holding on to our own works, and to our own holiness, and as if we could earn salvation through justice. No, Christians have a revelation that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So when the judgment comes on all man, there's no way for any man to pass through the judgment with their own merits. Christians have this revelation that is why God himself came on this earth as a man and took up that cross and paid that price. Why would he have to die on the cross if we could earn our salvation? Because we could not earn our salvation.
Amen.
He took the payment himself. And now by faith in what he did for us on Calvary, we can be saved.
Amen.
Not by what we have done, but by accepting God's provided way of escape.
Amen.
That's the difference. When we leave this life, are we covered with the blood or are we not covered with blood? Have we accepted God's pardon? Have we rejected God's pardon? Some people are too smart to accept God's simple gospel. And then their intellect becomes a curse to them because maybe they really are smart. But in the end of the day, it's not too smart to reject God's provided way of escape.
Amen.
Help us, Lord.
Amen.
Not to be wise in our own eyes, but to accept the wisdom from above.
Amen.
again, this life isn't going to matter as much as the next life.
That's true.
So we know judgment's coming, and when people die in the flesh and they leave this world that we see, that's not the end. Some people take their life just to end it all. They want to escape. And then what happens is they realize they didn't escape. They wake up in another place.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
A holding place. Amen. Waiting for judgment. Waiting for judgment. But we who are still here should shake ourselves.
Amen.
And I think it would behoove us to consider that we only have so many days here, if even another day.
Amen.
We don't have forever. Yes, we put things out of our mind. Yes, we kind of live and we plan, but we should shake ourselves. We should take heed and know how frail we are.
Amen.
Let me just read a psalm that I really love, Psalm 39.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the living Lord.
Praise the Lord. Psalm 39, verse 4. What a prayer. Lord, make me to know mine end. What a prayer.
Amen.
And the measure of my days. What it is that I may know how frail I am.
Amen.
Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth. Not that big.
Mm-hmm.
Our days are short. And mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best estate is altogether vanity. Selah.
Amen.
Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them.
That's true.
And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee.
Amen.
That's a smart person. A smart person saying, Lord, make me to know how frail I am. Make me to realize that I have only a number of days, and I don't know how many days there are.
Amen.
This is my hope. I will hope for thee. I will wait for thee. I will hope in thee. The man that finds Jesus, and of course was drawn by God, that's the man that has the answer. He is the answer to life.
Amen.
You know, this world wants to look out in space for the answer, or for man to look to himself as the answer. No, it's not. We are not the answer. Space is not the answer. Jesus is the answer.
Amen.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, because he is the creator. He was the being before all beings.
Amen.
He was the one that created everything. Let me just finish this. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke from away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity, Selah. You know, look at this whole life. You look at the world and the politics and the entertainment and the corruption and the perversion, and people are chasing all these things. It's all a vain show. It means nothing. Real life is Christ.
Amen.
To get a hold of our Maker and to have a relationship with Him, to commune with Him, to realize it's important enough to set aside time.
Amen.
To seek Him. It's the greatest opportunity we have. It's not a real estate venture. It's not your 401k. Your greatest opportunity for treasure is to seek God with all of your heart.
Amen.
To make time. Make an appointment. Listen, I realize we get busy. I get busy. You get busy. You know, if you make an appointment with God, if you say, God, I am going to be there at this time.
Hey.
The wonderful thing about this God is He will be there.
Amen.
He will meet you there.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, don't get in a hurry. We can't just give him 5 minutes. And yes, I believe in making your requests known. The Bible talks about making supplication, you know, make your requests known humbly to God. But I do believe the most important part is waiting for him to answer. You say, God will speak to me? I used to drive Maureen crazy when she first became a Christian. I'd say, well, when you pray, what does he say? She'd look at me like irritated, like, what do you mean, what does he say? And the point I was trying to make is prayer is two-way. Too many times we make it one way and then we run out of time and we go our way. But my greatest experiences in prayer have not been reading a list of things that he already knows. He knows. Yes, I tell him and I make requests and I speak my loved ones' names before the throne of God, and I do believe there's value in making specific prayer requests. But the greatest experiences in my life were when I heard him speak back to me.
Amen.
So you heard God speak to you? You heard voices? Yes. I can't explain that. Yes. Christians understand that.
Amen.
If you wait for God, he will speak to you.
Amen.
He'll speak through his word. You can be reading the Bible and a scripture comes off the pages and speaks to you. That is God speaking to you.
Amen.
You can go to a simple church service and some dumb donkey speaking and God can speak to you.
Amen.
Something stands out, something specific.
Amen.
God has a way of speaking. And I do believe he comes in a still, small voice.
Amen.
And you may not hear an audible voice, but you will hear his voice.
Hallelujah.
And let me tell you this, he'll show you things to come.
Amen.
Is that not the word of God?
Amen.
Our God knows the end from the beginning.
Yes, amen.
Even the Bible says, ask of me concerning my sons.
Hallelujah.
The things that will come.
Amen.
It's all right.
Amen.
Ask, believing.
Hallelujah.
And wait on God.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, we talked about George Mueller. Remember? I can't get my mind off this. He said the first and foremost thing was to get your satisfaction and joy from God.
Amen.
This man who was filled with good works, he took care of 10,000 orphans. He had so many prayers answered, even on the same day. It's miraculous. At his funeral, the whole town shut down and thousands of people went because this was a man of God.
Amen.
He said the most important thing for a Christian, a servant of God, is get your joy from God. Doesn't the Bible say the joy of the Lord is our strength?
Amen.
See, because he said, George Mueller said, when you get that, when you get satisfied by God, you're freed up
Amen.
To do service.
Amen.
You're freed up to die to self. You're freed up to make sacrifice because you don't need anything else.
Amen.
All we need is him.
Hallelujah.
We sing that song, he's all I need. He's all I need.
Yeah.
Jesus is all I need. That is so true.
Amen.
He is all I need. If my whole family abandons me, he's all I need.
Amen.
If I lose my job, he's all I need.
Amen.
If the whole world turns against me, he's all I need.
Amen.
See, that's how we overcome in this life. We understand that he is all we need. He is God. And George Mueller had such a relationship. He had confidence. He wouldn't make requests to people. Don't you love that?
Amen.
If he had a need, he had orphans that were hungry, he would pray, no, we're just going to pray. And then somehow, milk came to the door.
Amen.
Do you think it was a coincidence?
No, sir. Amen.
God Amen. Brought the milk to the door.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God brought the food to the door.
Amen.
God can take care of us.
Amen.
Didn't Jesus say, Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God
Amen.
And his righteousness
Amen.
And all these other things that we chase
Hallelujah.
Shall be added unto you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the living Lord. Amen.
Glory.
Sister Dot sought God.
Amen.
That's clear to me. Praise. I can't wait to see her again.
Amen.
You know, because she'll be young. She'll be a young woman. She's a young woman now.
Amen.
Well, as we get older in this life, things start to fail in our body, and corruption sets in, and you know, we're not going to live eternity as old people. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
All right. Praise God. So, I love that. That psalm is so beautiful. I don't even know if I read the end of that. Sean, did I? No. Let's move on. We shouldn't walk in the vanity of our mind, right? We shouldn't walk as the rest of the world walks. We as Christian people should walk in faith, not by sight, but by faith in what the Word says. We should ask God to show us how frail we are. Do you see the wisdom in that? Not assuming we have many days. God knows, and He is the answer to all of our problems. He made a way of escape if we could only find it. So we should not try to be wise in our own eyes. We should not lean to our own understanding. We should seek the Lord while He may be found, because He is almighty. He's eternal. He's the fountain of all wisdom.
Amen.
Let me just read Psalm 90. And I can tell I'm getting to the end of my time here. So this will be a short service today. We'll see. Psalm 90, verse 1. My Bible says this is a prayer of Moses. I don't know if that's right, but I love this psalm.
Amen.
Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations.
Amen.
This is a beautiful psalm.
Amen.
I heard music coming out of this thing. Did you hear that? Before the mountains were brought forth, wherever Thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in Thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past. As a watch in the night, Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up in the morning. It flourisheth and groweth up in the evening and is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by Thine anger, and by Thy wrath we are troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before Thee, our secret sins in the light of Thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in Thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of Thine anger? Even according to Thy fear, so is Thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent Thee concerning Thy servants. O satisfy us early with Thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Satisfy with Thy mercy. Praise God. I have respect to somebody seeking God's mercy.
Amen.
I have respect to someone who abandons their own thinking and takes God's provided way.
Amen.
Instead of their own way. Amen. Takes a hold of God's word. Holds on to God's promises. That's the right way to live. John 11:25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Amen.
Believest thou this? Do you believe this?
Amen.
I believe it. I think about His death, burial, and resurrection, and how the Bible says in Romans, it says, if we be planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection. See, baptism is the type, you know, we're buried with Him in baptism.
Amen.
We go down under the water, like into a grave, and then we rise up again. Death, burial, resurrection in Christ. See, the baptism in itself is nothing. It's just a symbol. It's showing the world that something happened inside of us.
Amen.
We respond to the Word of God. We respond to the calling of God. And we say, I want to be baptized. I've repented of my sins. And then we're baptized. And we have a promise of the Holy Ghost. Promise of life. Praise the Lord. You know, Christ is coming back.
Amen.
The Bible says when He comes back, He'll bring those that are Christ with Him when He comes back. Do you believe that?
Amen.
All that are dead in Christ shall rise at some point. But we know some rise for judgment because they're not in Christ. Some that are in Christ, truly in Christ, they'll come back at His second coming when He comes back. I believe that.
Amen.
See, He's going to... You know, I was reading in the Bible about resurrection. And when Jesus died on the cross, there was an earthquake. How many knows that?
Amen.
And it says the graves were open.
Amen.
And many of the dead rose from the dead and were seen of many.
Amen.
Were seen of many. There's
Amen.
Coming another resurrection.
Amen.
Will it be tied to an earthquake? Maybe. Maybe there'll be another great earthquake. Maybe there'll be another resurrection. You know, when that great earthquake happened, when Jesus died, it was like chaos. And then, can you imagine being those people that saw the Old Testament saints rise up?
Amen.
What a time.
Amen.
What a time. There's a time coming of a general resurrection. We know that's true.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 15. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. See, it's not for this life only that we have hope in Christ. It's for the next life.
Amen.
It's for this life and the next life. All of our training here is not just for this life. It's for this life and the next life. We get so focused on this life. We hold on to this life. We hold on to things that are carnal when we should let go and just let God and realize I'm being trained for something in beyond this life.
Amen.
Amen.
Good, brother.
I'm being trained. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. That's His promise. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
Amen.
We're to comfort one another. We're to say, listen, yes, we live in troublesome times. Yes, there's darkness, gross darkness on the earth. There's perversion everywhere. But the Lord's coming back.
Amen.
And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I'm trying to finish now. You know, if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, there's another body waiting.
Amen.
How many believes that?
Amen.
When I was a little boy, I used to believe that when we left this life, we became like a spirit thing, you know, like a cloudy thing, you know. And I was always like, that's going to be kind of weird, you know. But then when I realized as a Christian, reading the Word of God, that there's different bodies. There's one body terrestrial, one celestial. There's different animals. There's man. That God actually has a body for us.
Amen.
I take so much comfort in that. This body has sickness and sorrow and death. But this is the negative. When we go into the positive life, there will be a body, an eternal body.
Amen.
Your eyes will not be mortal. They'll be immortal.
Amen.
You can't die. You can't get sick and die in this body. We can't even imagine that kind of life.
Amen.
But I believe it.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to the day when we pass from this life, we go into the next life,
Amen.
And And when we're at the end of our life, what are we going to focus on? What do you think Sister Dot was thinking about? She was thinking about what he did for her.
Amen.
That's your hope. You focus on those things.
Amen.
We don't entertain fears and doubts and all this other nonsense. We focus on what we know is true in our soul, that the Bible is the Word of God, that Jesus is God manifested in flesh, and that when he paid the price, he paid it all.
Amen.
And our simple faith in what he did, that is the evidence in us that we're part of the resurrection.
Amen.
Because it's his faith in us. It's his faith in us.
Amen.
He gave us a portion of his faith. He gave us a portion of his spirit.
Amen.
And that's why we have eternal life.
Amen.
You say, well, why did life have to be like this? I don't know. I don't care. I trust him.
Amen.
I trust that he knows what he's doing.
Amen.
Listen, when everything's going right, it's easy to trust him. When everything's going the way you think it should go, it's easy to trust him. But when everything goes different than the way you think it should, that's when we need to trust him.
Amen.
That's when we need to trust him. Because he's in control. The devil's just a tool in the hand of God. He's not something we should fear. He has boundaries. Read the book of Job. He has boundaries.
Amen.
God says you can go this far and no more. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God is in control.
Amen.
If you're in a trial, he allowed it. If bad things happened, maybe he didn't want that, but he allowed it. God is in control. He is our confidence. Let's make him our joy. Let's make him our satisfaction. And let's take up our cross and let him live through us.
Amen.
Sister Dot did. Sister Dot did. Right, let's all stand. Appreciate you bearing with me today. And I'm just sharing a few thoughts of the resurrection that's coming. Let's bow our heads to the Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We will enter your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts.
Amen.
We will enter your courts with praise. We will say this is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
We will rejoice, for he hath made me glad.
Amen.
Oh Lord, I say as one that was just walking blind in this world, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Amen.
Thank you for that day that you touched me. Thank you for that day that you opened my eyes, Lord. Thank you for all the wonderful experiences that you give us, Lord. Lord, you are our satisfaction. You are our joy. You are our hope, O God. Forgive us where we failed you and sinned against you, Lord. Forgive us where we've grieved your spirit, O God. Lord, we need you, O God. We need your spirit. We love your spirit, Lord. Give us that renewed hunger for your word. Restore the joy of our salvation. Help us, Lord. Draw us once again. Draw us to yourself, O God, with that great drawing power.
Yes.
I ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Should we sing?
Amen.
What a mighty God.
Amen.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. All the angels, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Jesus is the God. Jesus is the God we serve. Oh, Jesus is the God
we serve.
All the angels, the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Jesus is the God we serve. And I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood. Oh, he's coming back again.
He's coming back again.
I believe it.
Oh,
he's coming back again for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. He's coming back again for me.